Welcome, fellow productivity seekers. Today I want to talk about what to do when you aren't in the mood to work. I'd like to give a huge thank you and shout out to our sponsor for this video, Day Optimizer. Day Optimizer is the missing link between your goals, tasks, activities, appointments, and your actual work day. Day Optimizer is day planning software. You can plan and build each productive day by simply clicking on which of your commitments, tasks, and activities to work on today. Then you click again to mark each task as done, giving you that great feeling as task after task moves to the done area. I especially love Day Optimizer's Done Today versus Done Forever feature, which works great by letting you mark off those multi-day projects and tasks as done for today, but preserves them for future days. Follow the link below to try out Day Optimizer and receive 20% off. And now, back to our video. So many times during your day, perhaps every day, perhaps almost every time you're going to do a task, you might start thinking, I don't really feel like doing that task right now. I'm not really in the mood to work on this project, or maybe I should do this, but I'm just not sure. So often we put off doing important tasks because we weren't really in the mood to do them. And we put them off every day. We do this for a long time. Suddenly, the task becomes urgent or a problem or way behind, and now we're in a time crunch. So, how do you deal with this? How do you deal with working when you're not in the mood to work? One of the first things that's key is to rule out medical reasons why you may not be in the mood to work or you may not have the energy. I'm a type 2 diabetic, and for a while I was letting my blood sugars, I wasn't really paying attention, wasn't measuring them, and I was eating too much sugar, and I found myself getting tireder and tireder every day. And when I zoomed in on my blood sugars, started, taking them again, started watching closely, started eating better, suddenly my energy levels came back. So rule out medical reasons. There's many, many medical reasons why you can be tired. Everything from, thyroid to iron deficiency, being anemic. There's tons of these. So rule those out. That's a really good first thing to do is to seek medical help if you're tired all the time and just never seem to be able to get enough energy to work. Secondly, look at, are you dealing with depression? Are you having those kinds of difficulties? And get professional help in this case if you're dealing with things like depression or anxiety, things that are keeping you from focusing, things that are keeping you from working. Make sure you're going to regular therapy sessions and getting the help you need. Now that we've ruled the medical out of the way, I have news for you. Everybody feels this way, okay? Everybody's not in the mood to work, at least some of the time, and for many people, most of the time. I mean, we'd all rather sit on a beach with fruity drinks and with umbrellas in them and things like that, or just relax. And there's so many other dopamine hits we can get. I mean, a video game, playing on your phone, chatting on Facebook, all these things are more fun, easier, and require no thought, and they give you that little dopamine hit of joy that your work just isn't going to provide. So this is the first thing is everybody feels like this, but successful people work even when they don't feel like it, okay? So successful people work even when they don't feel like it. Unsuccessful people quit, give up, or work less. I love a quote that I saw by Stephen King, and Stephen King says, "Amateurs sit and wait for inspiration. The rest of us just get up and go to work." And this is a really good point. Even something as artistic as writing, it's not as important that you wait to be in the mood as you think. Instead, you want to put your butt in a chair, put pen to paper or fingers to keyboard, and just get typing, and it will start to work. It will make things happen. So, even Stephen King says he doesn't sit there and wait for inspiration. He just gets up and goes to work every day he's writing. The next thing to do is to create systems that take your decisions out of the mix. So have set time blocks aside for all the important things you have to do, such as writing or marketing or your client projects, whatever they are, and have your tasks set in place so that you sit down, there's no decisions. It's like, okay, right now is my marketing time. Here's my next three marketing tasks. I'm going to work on 1, 2, 3. Easy to do. Here's my next client, my first client project. It's due to, you know, today, work between 9 and 10. Here's my first three tasks for that client project. 1, 2, 3. So having those systems in place means you just sit down, you're doing that, and there's no thought to it. The next trick is to reduce distractions as well. Make sure that you're in an area that's conducive to focus. Try to create your own focus space. If you can't focus at home, find a library or a coffee shop, somewhere that makes it easy to focus, where you can do that. Don't have your phone out. Don't take any phone calls. Don't check text messages. Don't look at your Facebook. Have all of these distractions shut down. The other thing is to just start. Just start with one thing. Do it without thinking. Mel Robbins calls it the 5-second rule, where you've got about 5 seconds to get your activities on track before you start to rationalize why you shouldn't do it. So you see someone at a business networking meeting you should go meet, or you're thinking, oh, I should work on this project. And immediately other things, oh, maybe that something else is more important, or that person probably doesn't want to be bothered by me. You start rationalizing reasons not to do it. So instead, the 5-second rule is you count backwards from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and take action. So 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you start walking over and meet that person. You've got an idea for a new product or a new business idea, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, you start taking notes, you start putting it down. You've got an idea for your client project, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, add it to your task list so it'll be worked on during that point. So this is important. Just start with one thing, do it without thinking. And you want to work in smaller chunks. Often projects are so big and expansive that we get, you know, I can't take that on. That's going to take me 18 hours. Well, you're never going to get 18 free hours to work on anything. So instead, what's the first step? What's that very first thing I can do on that project and start on that? And even if you only spend 20 minutes or a half hour on it, just go ahead and do that. It also helps if you connect your work to your desired outcomes. So the benefit of this is if it's an outcome you really want, like building your own business or reaching a certain goal, losing weight, being healthier, whatever your outcome is, connecting your activities to that outcome helps you stay focused, helps you stay more motivated, because it's not just exercise you're doing. Instead, you're improving your health, or you're building up towards, you want to go on a ski trip, you want to get in better shape for the ski trip. So then now you've got this motivational goal that I want to be, not hurt myself when I go on my ski trip, and I want to be able to enjoy it and be able to ski all day. So therefore, I'm going to do this exercise program every day so that I can go skiing later. It also helps to work with your energy levels. First thing in the morning, I'm bright, you know, brilliant. My mind's working really well. Late in the afternoon, I'm ready to just sag and lag, and I don't really feel like working. So what I do is I keep my hardest work for first thing in the morning when I'm at my freshest, and I tag tasks in my task list for easy work when I'm lagging later on. It also helps to take a walk outdoors to get out there and recharge. Now, don't do this instead of working. I'm saying that, you know, it does help your energy levels to take a regular walk. I take a walk every day at lunch, and I'm able to do a lot more every afternoon for that. Also, try affirmations. I find affirmations really work. So one affirmation I used for quite a while was building the life I want with every thought, with every action. So the benefit of this is, by doing these affirmations, I was reminding myself to bring my mind back to where the focus was and continually get on track. So think of a mantra that would help you focus, something you'd connect to. You can also set up rewards. If I work 1 hour in this really horrible, nasty project I really don't want to work on this morning, then after that I'll reward myself with my favorite project for the next hour. So setting up those rewards help. And it is okay to take a lazy day now and then, especially Often we're not able to focus, so we might work 7 days a week. So that's one of the reasons you're not focusing, is because you're not taking your days off. So do take your days off, take your weekends off. But occasionally you can take a lazier day. You know, sometimes Friday afternoons, I might take it off. If my wife's not busy, we might just go do something instead of me putting in a full day's work. There's also ways to help when you're not in the mood to work either. You can outsource parts of the task that you're not good at or you find difficult. You can outsource those, pass them off to a virtual assistant or a freelancer. You can work with a mentor, or of course, you can work with a coach like me. I hope you've enjoyed this. Please hit the like and subscribe button. It helps other people find this, which is great. Also, if you want to join our inner circle, please consider supporting me on Patreon. And if you'd like to work with a coach to help you get past these times when you're just not in the mood to work, find me through the links below, and I'll be happy to help. Thanks so much for listening.